This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises to Allah رب العالمين for all His blessing, mercy, guidance, provision, protection till today, and may Allah Rabbul Alamin make our life ease, happy, protected from all the viruses that the world is experiencing today. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah's mercy that we are able to keep on fasting till today, and we hope that we are able to complete this Ramadan until the end of the Ramadan. Ameen. We have been guided by Allah Almighty with His book, the Holy Quran, and His last messenger, the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So it is very important for every Muslim, wherever you are, male and female, young and old, leaders, followers, not to forget that there's no other way that can bring us to happiness and peace, and also make us have a good ending, not only today. May the good ending will follow until the next and the next generation. It is not wise that we are happy today and our next generation is suffering. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent by Allah, was reminded by Allah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Muhammad, we never send you except to bring mercy to the world. Brothers and sisters, the topic that we may continue today is about wait patiently for a happy outcome and a happy ending. It is very important for every one of us to keep on reflecting from time to time what has happened and what that we have learned from the past. It will be very, very sad. Even the book we are talking about today is Don't Be Sad. But we have to be very sad, because Allah Almighty have informed us about the past, and He has shown us about the present, how to have a good ending in the future. Everything is clear. Allah Rabbul Alamin said to us, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. In the month of Ramadan, we reveal the Quran as a divine guidance, divine and guidance from the Creator, the All-Knowing, the All-Seeing, that we will never fail if we follow His guidance. وَبَيْنَاتْ وَبَيْنَاتْ وَبَيْنَاتْ. And Allah is here to explain to us through his beloved messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu, so that we may not misinterpret, misunderstood. We cannot allow this to happen. And the best way to do it, just follow. The problem today, there's a lot of misunderstanding because we put our feeling, our desire, our thoughts ahead of what Allah and the Prophet have decided for us. And that's why Allah reminds us, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَا يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It is not permissible for any believing male and female when Allah and the Prophet have decided for you a matter, he chose not to follow. And whoever entertained other ways, he have disobeyed Allah and the Messenger of Allah. I believe none of us want to behave in that manner. But what is happening today is moving towards that direction. Everybody thought, we think we are better. We know better. And we ignore Allah's guidance. Wafurqan. Then Allah said, Wafurqan, Wafurqan. Meaning, the book of Allah is here to show you what is right and what is wrong. The criterion. What is iman, what is kufur? What is shirik, what is tawheed, what is halal, what is haram? The do and the don't. And if we keep on failing, we have no one to blame except ourselves. Almighty Allah knows that we have our own character. He created all of us. And that's why he also reminds us that this Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra, 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 wa inna lahu lahafizun. We are the one Allah is telling us that reveal the Quran as a reminder. Human need to remind it from time to time. We know you are considered a very, very important person to your parent. That's why the parent keep on reminding the children without fear, talking to us. But when people don't remind us, don't care about us, don't communicate with us, don't show us the way, meaning they don't care, they don't love us anymore. Allah Almighty, who care and love us, keep on reminding us, showing us the way, guiding us. How can we fail ourselves? How can we be so arrogant? One of the things that may cause a lot of problems in our life is overconfident. And overconfident is because we have extra power, extra wealth, extra knowledge. We thought that we are so intelligent. We are so smart to the extent we go against Allah's command. We ignore His guidance. And we ignore the teaching of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please, brothers and sisters, don't do that. It's time for us to reflect and change for the better of our tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, do not worry about your wealth that is taught in wherever. Only you know and Allah knows. Unless you have faith in Allah, and your green garden will only bring you worry, grief, and hopelessness. Everything you have, if without the mercy and the blessing of Allah, then there is no value. You can have a lot of money. You can have gold bars everywhere. But you are not happy. Because peace and happiness belong to Allah. There's one simple prayer that our Prophet keep on reminding us to recite every time after our daily prayer. Immediately after we finish our prayer, while we are worshipping Allah, we are not doing anything bad at all. We are worshipping Allah. Then we say, Astaghfirullah. 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 3 times. Except in the morning after Fajr, you are recommended to recite 10 times. And in the evening. Why? To seek Allah's forgiveness. Immediately after that, the Prophet reminds us to say, Allahumma antas salam. وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامُ تَبَارَكْتَ يَا جَلْجَلَالِ وَالْإِقْرَامُ. O Allah, you are peace. Peace only come from you. It's a very, very important reminder for all of us who are seeking peace and happiness. When you have peace, you will have happiness. When you don't have peace, there is no happiness. So, brothers and sisters, what is important? Number one, do not be sad. But how can you overcome sadness, sorrow, unhappiness? Why must we feel sad? When you are doing what Allah wants you to do and follow the prophets. We can be sad when we are okay, but our family is not following, then we should be sad. But if everybody is following the Quran and so, we'll be very happy. Because there are a lot of peace, harmony, and we will stay united wherever you are. When we have all this good quality, brothers and sisters, then you will understand the real meaning of life. Brothers and sisters, again, even after we are having some pain here and there, but you are following the guidance of Allah and the teaching of Prophet, and you are ready to face all the challenges, Allah Almighty will give you the peace. I want to share a very simple story about a young boy where he was alone, and then later on he found out that the father is very, very sick. So when he went to look for the father, and he saw the doctor was telling him, we have tried our best. And only one can help your father. The one is God. So this boy left. And he went to all the pharmacies, innocently, asking them, do you sell God? I want to buy God. So the pharmacist came and said, come. Oh, why? What are you asking? So I want to buy God because the doctor said, only God can help my father. They said, no, we don't sell God here. So then he left. We sell all other medicine, but not God. He went to another shop, looking for the same thing. Do you sell God? I want to buy God. Because the doctor said, only God can help my father. Until he was so tired and he went back to the hospital and meet up with the doctor and say, doctor, you said that only God can help. I was walking from one pharmacy to the next pharmacy, asking people. But they said they don't sell God. He thought innocently as a young boy, God is also a product. It's something. But the reality, God is Allah Almighty. Then when they explained to the boy, then the boy start to talk to Allah. And alhamdulillah, with the will of Allah, the father getting better, alhamdulillah, at the end, bring happiness to this boy. There are times this story may look very childish, silly, but innocent people, sometimes, is very close to Almighty. They don't know. And with Allah's mercy, they have that faith that only God can help. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So brothers and sisters, nothing in this life can bring us peace and happiness without Allah's blessing. Remember, medicine that we are taking, supplement that we are enjoying until today, cannot make you happy if you allow sadness to control and overcome you. You have everything, but you are still not happy because you allow all these things to control you. You entertain all the negative things more than the positive one. We know everything that is negative and positive. We are aware of this. Life is full of balance. But you just have to have faith and follow the guidance. A simple example, anywhere you want to go, you follow the proper guideline, then you will be happy. You want to travel, they need a passport, you have a passport. They need the passport to be valid. And it must be more than 6 months. Example, you check everything, your document ready, ticket ready. Nobody will stop you. They keep on welcome you, ahlan wa sahlan. Because you follow the procedure. This is just an example. If man-made procedure you follow, you will have a smooth sailing. How about the procedure from the Creator, Allah? And who created all the people around us? He. Who give all the people the knowledge? He allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. is Allah, and you are following what Allah want you to do. And of course, Allah said, "Fas'alu ahli zikr in kuntum la ta'lam." Look at the reminder of Allah. If you do not know, you just have to ask. You just have to learn. Be humble. You don't have to argue with anybody. But if the procedure is being laid out, clearly everybody can look. This is the rule you just follow. And you refuse to follow. And when you have problem, you argue with people. At the end of the day, you will put yourself in the worst situation. Because you are a person who don't respect procedure, don't honor rules and regulations. They may just arrest you and put you behind bars. That is just a very simple analogy. So, brothers and sisters, let us try our best to look for peace by overcome sadness. And who can help us to overcome our sadness is Allah. And everything you must have patient, and very, very important, you must have patience. Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah is very, very close. He's always with people who have patience. When you want to pray, you must have patience. Even you're praying alone, you must have patience to recite the verses of Allah. You must have patience when you go down for bowing. You must have tuma'nina. You have patience when you come out, rising up from bowing to standing i'tidal. You must have patience when you go down for sujood. Everything you do, that is when you're doing it by yourself. When you're praying in the jama'ah, now you're in a group, you must have extra patience. When you follow the imam, you must know when you can start to do your takbir. When can you start to go down for bowing and so on. You must have the right patience. Without patience, your prayer may not be valid. There is no tuma'nina, there is no adab. Anything you do, patience is very, very important. And Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. O you who believe, seek help from Allah. A believer, when they have problems, they always go back to the Creator, the all-knowing, the all-seeing. He knows that His guidance is the best. Not going to A, B, East, West, go back to Allah, Rabbul Alamin. That is a sign of believer. We are all believers, Alhamdulillah. A believer is a person who will keep on trying to do what Allah wants them to do. We are not perfect. We all are aware we are not perfect, but we will keep on trying. And if you are not aware about what Allah and the Prophet want us to do, we ask scholars. And when the scholars show us the evidence, immediately we have no problem to follow. Samikna wa ta'na. That is a sign of a believer. Allah have informed us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Ask Him with patience. When you ask anybody for something, you also must have patience. Because nobody owes us anything. Allah don't owe us anything. So anything you want, you seek with patience. Was-salah. A lot of people may have extra patience, but they are not doing what Allah want them to do. Allah want us to stay connected to Him. Salah. It's just like you have to do something. In the Quran, Allah remind us, after reminding us about fasting in the month of Ramadan, and the ayah continue. And what did Allah say? وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِبُ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Allah asked and informed our Prophet ﷺ, if anyone asks you among my creation, my servant, my slave, say to them, I am close, I am near to them, and I'm always there to respond to their prayer and their needs. And what did Allah say? One, and the second one, the first one, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُولِي. Meaning Allah said, do what I have commanded you to do. Very important. What Allah command us to do, you have to do it. So we have to look for Allah's help through patience, through prayer. Do not be sad. You have the ability to supplicate to Allah, to make dua, call upon Allah. Always open up His door for all of us, especially in this month, Ramadan al-Mubarak. It's up to you and up to me. We are so busy with the world today. We are so addicted to all this gadget today that we don't have time to ask Allah. Remember, brothers and sisters, Quran is Kalam Allah. Anytime you read the Quran, it's like Allah is talking to us. And when you ask Him, that is where our dua comes in, our supplication comes in. Do not be sad. Again, I will remind myself on all the good brothers and sisters who are with us. We should have the ability to supplicate to Allah and thus excel at humbling yourself at the door gate or the doorstep of the King of Kings, Allah Almighty. You have the blessed last third of the night to invoke Allah. There are times that the Prophet have reminded us that Allah is always there waiting for us to call upon Him. Their time is up to Him. Their time He is ready to respond to a prayer. So it's good for us to try our best, to look for the last third of the night and to rub your head upon the ground in prostration. That's why when you want to ask Allah, patience must be there and you must connect yourself with salah. A lot of people keep on asking without praying. There are times Allah also responds. But when you start to prostrate and humble yourself, then your prayer will be respond faster. Of course, all of a sudden you need some help. You want the help to come to you immediately if possible. If you have pain, you want to take a medication that it instantly will solve your problem and the pain is gone. That's what we all want, brothers and sisters. You want to be rich immediately if possible. You want to pass your exam. You want to grow big. Everything we want. But it's very important to just follow patiently all the SOP. If not, you will collapse. You will destroy yourself very, very fast. Build our foundation. And that's why here in Al-Khadim, we always remind all the good brothers and sisters, revisit 5-6-1. Revisit 5-6. The foundation is strong. You can build higher building. You can build anything, yeah, on the top of a foundation that is strong. But when the foundation is weak, you cannot build anything. It will collapse. So learn how to humble ourselves. And one of the signs of the people who are humble, he must make sujood. Even sometimes when you get something from Allah, remember, first, you must have patience, sabar. Second, you must have salah, prayer. There's two S now. It's very important to have the third S, syukur. The power of being thankful to Almighty, the Creator. Don't take things for granted. Never, never take things for granted. And sometimes it's very good if you can, if you still remember. And this one you don't have to have wudu. Meaning when you get something good, some good news, you can just make sujood syukur. Just make sujood syukur. This is called prostration in thanking Allah Almighty. Why? So that we will never be arrogant. Oh, it's me. It's because of my own intelligence, my effort, everything that belonged to you came from Him. So we must go back to Allah Rabbul Alameen. Do not be sad. Of course, we don't want to be sad. Allah has created for you the earth and what is in it. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah is the one who created the earth and the heaven. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And He said, I created all this to serve you, to serve us. They are the creation of Allah, and Allah created them for us to serve. Can you imagine, brothers, how honorable we are? We are considered the last creation of Allah. The other creation was created earlier than us. Adam alayhi salam was created from the earth, meaning the earth was there before us. Everything was there. But then Allah command all these other Christians to be at our service. And that is why Allah remind us, Zahra fasad fil barri wal bah bima kasabat aydin nas. The pollution in the air, water, land. It's not that Allah wants to pollute now. Because we human was given the amanah entrusted by Allah to make use of the earth, the sea, and even the sky is there to serve us, to give us sunlight, moonlight, daylight, starlight, so many lights. And we never reflect. We take everything for granted. And we are the cause of the pollution, the destruction. Allah gave us the intelligence, the heart, so that we are heartless people. We become a person who have the heart, not heartless people. He give us the intelligence to develop, not to destroy. But we choose to be arrogant. That is our biggest problem. And we have no patience. Whatever we want it now if possible. Which way? My way, your way, not the way of Allah. You want to be respected, brother and sister. You want to be loved. You must learn how to respect Allah first. The creator, and respect who is the messenger of Allah. Then when you respect Allah and the Prophet by doing what they want you to do, then all the other people around you will respect you because Allah created them. When you are good, who don't respect you? When you are kind and loving, trustworthy, who don't respect you? But you must learn how to respect others. But the first thing, your connection with Allah, hablu minallah, is good. Automatically, your connection with others will be better. So when a person said, I'm connected to Allah, I'm fasting in the month of Ramadan, I have iman, I have taqwa. When you say you have all these good qualities, immediately your communication with the people around you will become better. And people honor you, respect you, listen to you. People will be there to help you when you need their help. Because you have all the good feeling, good thoughts with Allah and with the creation of Allah. That's why Allah said, "Duribat alayhim zillatu aynama thuqifu illa bihablim minallah wa hablim minan nas." Meaning, destruction, failure will be on every one of us, wherever you are, except those who have a connection with Allah. When you have a good connection with Allah, you have a good connection with the creation of Allah. That's why some people will pray, but still people don't respect you. Why? Because your connection with Allah is not correct. You don't do it properly. Allah says, "Inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." When you greatly perform your prayer will have a kind of power that will save you, protect you from any fahsha wal munkar. This is just a reminder, brother and sister, sharing. Do not be said, Allah has created for you the earth and what is in it. He has caused gardens of beauty to grow, filling them with many kinds of plants and flowers. In pairs, Allah created everything in pair, so that it will keep on growing. It's like when He created human, male and female, then there will be production. We keep on reproduce, you have more children to come. But if Allah, remember when Allah said pairs, pairs, male, female. Remember that. That's how this life will be very, very balanced when you have pairs. Pair mean male, female. He, she, girl, boy, father, mother, husband, wife, not husband, husband, wife, wife. There's no balance, imbalance. That's not right. But the world is getting crazier and crazier now. They want to change everything. Who started this? Human. Again, human. You don't have this problem with the animal kingdom. They know what is a male, female. They never fight for the other than that. But humans are getting crazy. And he has made tall palm trees, shining stars, forests, rivers, and streams, yet you are sad. Why are we sad? Not enough? Whatever Allah created and given us, not enough? You still need more? We don't need more. Everything is there. You can't even enjoy everything sometimes. You don't even have the time, the energy to travel around the globe and see Allah's creation, Allahu Akbar, the beauty of Allah's creation. Just in your own country, you don't even travel, yeah, around the whole country. If people want to see Allah's creation, just if you look at the whatever info we collected from China, amazing. Yeah, yeah. And the people over there also are very amazing. They work very, very hard. Yeah. When sometimes we don't believe in Allah, of course, then we thought that we want to make this world paradise if possible. We want to have everything here. Allah will give it to you, brother and sister, if that's what you want. وَمِنْهُمْ مَا يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِينَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Allah says, you want dunya, I give you. Your time is just dunya, 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 money, money, development, development. Allah give it to you. But that is the only thing you have. You'll be happy for a while, but you'll be sad forever. But if you are under the second category, this is the category that we want to share with all of you, brothers and sisters. Which Allah has even informed us. وَمِنْهُمْ مَا يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا. First, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. Now, وَمِنْهُمْ. Among human, there's another group. مَا يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, grant us success, happiness, goodness here in this world. And grant us to success, happiness, peace in the next world. And save all of us from the torment of hellfire. When you live on planet Earth with problem upon problem, depression, sadness upon sadness, it's like a fire. It's like a torment. It's like a punishment. And how about Akhirah? Akhirah, brothers and sisters, is everlasting here temporarily. 10 years. 20, 30, 40, 50, 100. You want to go 200? We never seen anybody in our time today who survived until 200 years old. Early nation, they survived for 1,000 years. Noah survived more than 1,000 years. But today, life has changed. Every life, everything is getting shorter. Even our size is getting shorter and shorter. Life shorter. Time become more, yeah, shorter and shorter. Do no blessing, khalas. Well, alhamdulillah. We are guided again because Allah, who loves us, keep on reminding us. Do not be this morning. A friend of ours in Makkah, Jeddah, showing us how wet, yeah, is Jeddah and in Makkah, rain. You never experienced that. When I was in Makkah in the 70s, living in Medina, staying there in the 70s, sometimes we have to participate in the prayer for rain. We hardly have rain. But now, thing is changing a lot, brother and sister. We have water, clean water to drink, alhamdulillah, compared with other areas when they don't have pure water to drink. You breathe fresh air. We can walk upon the 2 feet because we are healthy, and alhamdulillah, there are people. We have seen some people have feet but no hand. Some people got hand, no feet. And we have feet and hands. It's a blessing, it's a ni'mah. And you can sleep in the evening in peace. Allahu Akbar. It's really a ni'mah when you can sleep. I just came back from the Middle East. The Middle East in Ramadan have a new kind of lifestyle. Daytime they sleep, night they stay awake until morning. So when I was there, I experienced 2 nights staying awake because night is like day. You know, we have the Qiyamul Layl, Qiyamul Ramadan, known as Tarawih prayer. Then there's a lot of discussion. Everything is so lively that the night become day. All shop is open, restaurant is open until near to sahur time. Then you have sahur and you have fajr, then you go to bed. So the life changes. Evening become day, the night become day, the day become night. But what is important, brother and sister, if you can sleep well, it is a blessing. But even you can sleep well as a believer, we have a different values. The first thing we will remember is Allah before we go to bed. And we will at least say, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. We want to sleep now. We want to off everything in our body, our mind, our ear, hearing, our seeing, our leg, our hand. We want to rest, cut off, no more movement. Alhamdulillah. But don't forget to say, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, I'm going to die. Can you imagine how wise is Allah and how our Prophet have reminded us sleeping is like dying, brothers and sisters. You off everything. And then you are in a different world now. And sometimes when you're sleeping, your ruh, your spirit may be leaving your body. And that's why we have dreams. Our body is there, everything is on the bed, but suddenly we are seeing a lot of things, meeting a lot of people. The ruh is leaving our body. The spirit, the soul is leaving. If Allah will, He send it back. If Allah will not do, the ruh will not be back. So tomorrow, people will start to wash our body, wrap our body, carry our body, and move us to the next world, known as the world of the grave, Alam Kubur. And move to the other one, Alam Barzakh, waiting world. That is the reality of sleeping. But again, we keep on forgetting this very simple short dua, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. Why? Because we are asking Allah with His mercy, with His blessing, His power, His will to allow us to live again. Amutu wa ahya. And that is why when we wake up early in the morning, or any time when you sleep, when you wake up, can you open the eye, Allahu Akbar. What do we say? Do we call Papa, Mama, Brother, Handphone? Do we call that? No. The first thing that will be recited from the tongue of a believer is Alhamdulillahillazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. Oh Allah, all praise belong to you who give me life after my death. And also the prayer reminder, at the end of the day, I'm going back to you. Oh Allah. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, so every new day, we start with new spirit. That's how we use your energy to become better, better. That should be the way, but we don't care today. It's the same day. How is your day today? Same. Why is it? Because you don't have the agenda, you don't understand the value of the next day. If you're given a chance to be a better person the next day, do you want to be? Of course, if you're given a chance to be richer the next day, do you want to be rich? Yes, everybody wants to be better and better. But you must start your life by praising Allah. Be thankful. And be thankful to your parent. Be thankful to your friend who is there to help you. Be thankful to the bosses who offer you a job. Everything, you must learn how to be grateful and to be thankful. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So, brother and sister, it's very important, once again, I like to remind myself and all those who are with us, near and far. And again, to my people in Dubai, we have a very interesting conference there about Ramadan. And the topic was given to me is also very unique. Talking about reality, talking about dunya, because we are here, there's nothing wrong to talk about dunya. So we said, what is the priority of life? Normally a believer will understand, we are here to serve Allah. Do Allah need us? He don't need us. What we are doing here is to prepare ourselves to have a good ending. Everything that we have, we enjoy, is from the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alamin. So we should learn how to make use of all the ni'mah, the blessing that Allah have given us, not to go against the Creator, but to get closer to the Creator. That's why we share with the five C's. Sometimes the priority of life for people who don't have connection with God at all. Success is not just a certification. Not because of your degree. Degree here, diploma, degree, PhD, PhD, doctor. But at the end of the day, what you really want is a good car. See what number one, a good car. There's nothing wrong to have a good car. But you must know how to get the good car. Through halal or haram source. You want to have a good condominium? No problem. Islam never said abandon dunya. No. That's why you say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. You can enjoy, but make sure that how you attain all this dunya is from a halal source. So that you have peace, you can sleep in peace, nobody disturb you. If you steal a car, then you know one day you'll be arrested for that. But and the house also is not yours, and then you won't be secure. There are times you have to give up and move to another place. Yeah. I just share with you 2 C. Tonight, with the will of Allah, we add 3 more C. So, brothers and sisters, let all of us work together as one unit, one ummah, so that we will become a good family, and may Allah Rabbul Alameen make us a good practicing Muslim and Muslimah, so that we will never regret, because we are given a chance to survive only once in this world. When you leave planet world, you're not coming back anymore. It's a one-way ticket. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon us, guide us through, and help us to overcome all the problem and the trial that we are facing today. And Allah have reminded us, brother and sister, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Every one of us who live in this world will be tested by Allah. Nobody can escape. No one. From fear, let us overcome our fear and put our fear to the Almighty Creator more than the creation of Allah. Fear Him. وَلَا تَقْشَوْا النَّاسِ وَقْشَوْنِ. Allah said, fear no one except He, the Creator, first. And Allah is going to test us with the lacking of this and that. Our loved one left us. Our property gone. But remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا صَابِرِينَ. The power of patience. Allah is with the one who have patience. Then Allah said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings, good news for who? For those who have patience. And one of the signs of the people who have patience is a person, when something happened to them, they will always say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجِعُونَ. They accept the truth and the reality, and they admit that everything that we have enjoyed in this life is a gift from Almighty Allah. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ. It's from Him. وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَجِعُونَ. And everything will go back to Him, whether you like it or not. We have to be ready for that departure, brothers and sisters. And that's why we Muslims were so blessed. Allah have shown us the way and preparing us towards our departure. And He keep on reminding us again, and I'm here to remind myself and all the good brothers and sisters. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. Oh, you who believe in Allah, have taqwa in Him, and look into ourselves. Every one of us have to look into yourself. What have we prepared for our tomorrow? I think a lot of people are preparing for their Eid al-Fitri. And some people are just burning themselves, committing more sin and sin even in the month of Ramadan by doing things that do not benefit them. And I hope whoever is here today, please remind your close brothers and sisters, the younger children, not to involve in firecrackers. Don't play all this firework, because it's against the teaching of Islam to waste money, to cause air pollution, sound pollution. we Muslims have a better way to celebrate and to show our gratefulness to Allah by what Allah said, وَلِتُؤْمِلُوا الْإِدَّةَ وَلِتُقَبِّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. To celebrate our good day, Eid al-Fitri, that is to come, we just takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. That is our way. Not the boom and bang. No. That is not our way. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the wisdom, brother and sister, the happiness that we are looking for, so that when we return to Allah, we are ready for the Q&A. There's a Q&A over there too, don't forget. We are not going back and then khalas, no more exam. There's a very important exam there. The Q&A, there's a saying, I always use this term for those who speak bahasa. Ada soal jawab di kubur. Soalan sudah bocor. Kalau tak boleh jawab, parah kita. Yeah. Question is been known to believers. The Prophet have taught us. And then one of the zikir that is very important for us to remember, to say every morning, evening, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyya. These are three questions. You'll be asked, who is your Lord? But if you always remember Allah and do what Allah wants you to do, you'll be able to say, Allahu Rabbi. What is your religion? Al-Islam, Dini, we are Muslim. We know that we are Muslim. Our religion is Islam. And who is your Prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have been saying Shahada every day, so you don't have the problem. But we may have a lot of problem today. Because here you can still say anything you want because you have the desire, you have the feeling. Even non-believer can say that. Yeah, but the nafs is there. But when you die, your nafs is cut off. No more nafs. It is your deeds that is going to help you. Your amal. If you have no amal here, you say, Islam is my religion now. But you are not following Islam as a way of life. You don't choose Islam as a way of life for you. You choose to follow other ways. Then you will fail. If you say Islam is my religion, Islam is the way I live, I'm following Islamic rule, alhamdulillah. But we are not following today. How can you say that Prophet Muhammad is my prophet when you don't refer to his teaching? How many Muslims memorize the saying of the Prophet? How many Muslims memorize the saying of the Prophet? Must we? No, I'm just asking. Without memorizing minimum a few hadith, then how can you say to the Prophet, I love you, I don't even remember your saying? We have gone astray because we ignore the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the important things of the Prophet in the first hadith of Sahih Bukhari, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Whatever you do will be rewarded according to your intention. If you don't have the right intention, even your fasting have no value. It's just hunger and thirst. You pray, their prayer have no value. Everything will be valued when your intention is correct. But you cannot have good intention. The way you do what you want to do is not following the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Good intention do not give you the right to do anything you like. No, it must be guided by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then only whatever you do is considered amal saleh, maqbulan indallah, righteous deeds that Allah will accept. If not, then you engage in another deed. There is amal taleh, and amal taleh, the Prophet has said, man amila amalan laysa lahi amruna fahuwa raddu. Whoever make an act of worship that is not taught by us, by our Prophet, is your way, not the way of the Prophet, it will be rejected. Allah will not accept. Allah accept with condition. Follow the way of His messenger, His way, then Allah will accept. Follow other ways, then in the day of judgment, Allah said, go and look for that person that you follow and call that person to reward you. It's very, very important thing for all Muslims to understand the basic foundation of our religion. And may Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make the people in Dubai, where we have a conference, benefit from what we have shared with them and become a good practicing Muslim and Muslimah, not just a traditional Muslim, but a practicing Muslim and Muslimah. Ameen. Inshallah. Now we move to the second part, the Q&A. If there's any question from today, there's nothing, yeah? Alhamdulillah. Any question from those who are here with us? No question, alhamdulillah, yeah? Lastly, when there's no question, it's part of our reminder again. When we keep on reminding a lot of young people when we were in Dubai, one of the fastest way to gain knowledge, one of the fastest way to gain knowledge is to ask. Asking is a key of knowledge. And Allah said, Fas'alu ahli zikr in kuntum la ta'laman. Ask. Those who are specialized in the way, if you know not. So it's very important for all of us as students of knowledge. We are all considered as students of knowledge. Because everyone who has knowledge, even how knowledgeable you are, there is always someone who is more knowledgeable than you. فَوْقَ كُلِ ذِي الْعِلْمِ عَلِيمٍ. Remember. So we must learn how to be humble so that we can learn and become a better person. Sometimes overconfident destroy the person. Young people overconfident, they don't ask anymore. They ignore the elders. They thought they have all the knowledge they want. The IT is there. Use your finger, everything comes. We do not know what kind of information that is reaching them. Good, bad, ugly, three. It's a package. Technology today come with a package. It's a big rubbish bins. Everything goes. So we must have the right understanding and seek advice from people who have experience, not just have knowledge, but people who have experience. Because experience is wisdom. Who have more experience? The elders. Who may have more knowledge? We, the young people. But you don't have a lot of experience. So the real life is going to return back to the normal way. No technology anymore. If you look at what God and Allah and the Prophet is warning us, life will go back. Inna al-Islam badal qarib, fasayaudu ghariban fatubu lil ghuraba. The Prophet said, Islam came as a stranger, came as something new, but then we were returned back as a stranger. The world is going backward. After they keep on moving, then it's going backward. Then technology will die. Technology will end. Then we are going back to horse riding. Yeah. Anything, the war is going to change. No more all this sophisticated weapon is going back to combat. Face-to-face war. And it's coming. Yeah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us and make all of us prepare for our day, our tomorrow, inshallah. So when there's no more question and answer, we get other question, okay.
Assalamualaikum Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
In Ramadan, when we dream of those who have passed away, is it indeed those who have passed? Since our Lord leave us when we sleep and dream.
Repeat your question.
When we dream of those who have passed away, is it them? Indeed, those who have passed away.
Okay. Can we dream of the people who have passed away? Yeah, it can happen. Good dream, bad dreams. But do we feel that the person that we dream is true? Did our soul meet his soul? With the will of Allah, anything can happen. This is in the unseen world. I'll give you one simple example. Whoever dream about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's true. But the problem is none of us met Prophet Muhammad. We are not living in his time. Then anything can come, the Satan also can come and in an image, I'm Muhammad. With very clean white clothes, garment. And we cannot confirm that is Muhammad. The person who have the right to confirm are those who live in his time, seen him with their own eyes. Like how we are alive today, you know who your father, your mother, then suddenly they pass away after a few years, you dream your father, your mother. Then you can say, this is my father, this is my mother. But the jinn also can transform himself in many forms and come to us in an image of thing that we like to meet up. Especially when you want to die, the shaitan will work very, very hard, will come in the form of an image of a person that you love so much. If you love your father, the father image will come so that you think, Papa, 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 you die with Papa. If you love your handphone, you only remember handphone, iPhone. You cannot remember Allah. Because he knows if you end with La ilaha illallah khalas, completely whatever you have done to you, he failed. Because the prophets, whoever can end by saying La ilaha illallah dakhala jannah, it is a good ending. But do you think it's easy to say La ilaha illallah? No. Now it's easy. You can get drunk La ilaha illallah after you buy a number or you go to Genting and then you lost. You will go and say La ilaha illallah. You can even say that. Anybody can say La. Non-Muslims also can say La. It's just a word. But for those who want to die to say La ilaha illallah, he must have been following what Allah want him to do. believe in Allah, then Allah will help him. So that dream can come true, but also some dream can be distorted. It can be a bad dream. But what is important, whatever dream you have, please remember, it will not change the Sharia anymore. Don't come with some new thing, or I dream and that you can recite, the Prophet taught me, Allah is talking to me. That one, you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, min hamzihi wa nafqihi wa nafsihi. You have to protect yourself. Yeah? Dream is a dream. It can be good, it can be bad. Yeah? Can that be the person? Wallahu a'lam. Allah's will. But people who say, I dream, I saw my mother, sometimes people are starting to create this story. I saw my father is complaining, why people don't make kunduri arwah for me, don't make tahlil for me, you know, they forget me already. And that kind of dream you don't entertain. Because it is against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should pray to your parents, of course. But to come up with this, you know, kind of dream to say, no, they are asking for tahlil, they are asking for this and that. No, you know that is not from the teaching of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything that is not guided by the Quran Sunnah, that kind of dream we just ignore. Anything that is guided by the Quran Sunnah is good. If you dream and say, you have not been praying, when are you going to start to pray? That's a good dream. Then you must start praying. You know? Just an example. Now, that is my answer to the question, inshallah. You have the next question? No more. Any question from our audience today? Anything at all that may cross your mind? No question. Alhamdulillah. I think most of you are your first time in our center here. Yeah. This is our day one where we organize activities for, especially every Saturday, we have our new Muslim community. We focus on the new Muslim, not yet Muslim, and the born Muslim who is revisiting Islam. Even born Muslim have to relearn because we have not been guided properly. We are so confused. We don't know who to follow sometimes. We follow so many people and we ignore Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And that's what we are doing here every Saturday and Sunday also. We have an ongoing class. Yeah. This is the weekend, weekdays. Yeah. Sometimes there are people, sometimes we are doing online. Yeah. So everybody is welcome. Even Sunday, everybody is welcome. We focus on one topic now about family values, the fragile vessel. Yeah, family relationship is very fragile and everybody must play their role to make sure that we build a very good, healthy and strong family. And that's where we reinforce all this value in our Sunday class, and the Saturday class, we reinforce the foundation. Yeah, so it's open for everybody. Everybody can participate, inshallah. Yeah. So until we see you again, maybe next time, next week, wallahu a'lam. And here the class is open for everybody. Your friend, even not yet Muslim, you can just invite them. No, we accept everybody. Yeah. We end our session today, and we have some other activities to follow up after this. Let us end with the tasbih kifara that the Prophet taught us. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. The meaning of this tasbih kifara, we glorify Allah and we bear witness, and then we thank Allah for all His blessing and mercy, and we bear witness there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone. To Him we seek forgiveness upon the sins that we have committed, and may Allah forgive us. And to Him we repent from all the major sin. May Allah accept our repentance. Amin ya rabbal alamin wa bil tawfiqi wal aqri da'wana walhamdulillah bil alamin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi.